tell me a little bit about how you have first got involved with the DCYF system.
Sure. Well, originally, as a social worker, of course, I have familiarity with them. And then personally, I have a relative who has been involved with the system for the past couple years. It's been a trying experience for my family. And when it seemed like things were not progressing in a way where safety was happening, I decided to help them investigate a little about what was going on. And as I read not just my relatives' case records, but then dug into the audits that have come out the last couple of years and the legislation and holes in not just DCYF's part of the child protection system, but also the medical aspect of the child protection system and law enforcement side, to see, I guess, the gravity of how bad off we are as a state right now. I could not have that knowledge and not do something about it.
You've decided to start this nonprofit. Your nonprofit is called the New Road Project.
Yes.
I'm wondering what you hope to accomplish with that and why now. There's a spotlight right now in DCYF. There has been for the last 2 or 3 years. The legislature is laser focused on doing something about this. There has been some more money appropriated. They're trying to hire more people. They know there's a very high churn rate. We've got a child advocate in the state now, which we didn't have before. Why start the nonprofit now?
Yes, we have the Office of the Child Advocate. She has no ability to make DCYF do anything. She can only make recommendations. And I think that that's a misperception in the public, and that to me, it almost seems like placating the public that, oh, yes, there is oversight. But to me, oversight means then being able to have the authority to say that this piece needs to change, and she can't do that. And the same is true of the DHHS ombudsman. So in effect, while people are able to look at what's happening at DCYF, no one can make DCYF do anything different.
But her recommendations have been taken up by the legislature. Things have been in progress. Do you feel like they're not progressing fast enough?
I don't, honestly. I think that these reforms in terms of increasing the amount of caseworkers, it's not fast enough, because what I predict is going to happen is that they'll bring these new people on, which they're having trouble recruiting because of the reputation of the agency, and that they're going to burn out faster than they can build up the capacity to get caseloads down to a manageable ratio.
So what do you plan to accomplish with the nonprofit?
My nonprofit is not about decreasing childhood abuse and neglect directly. I think there's already many organizations that do that in the state, and that's, you know, obviously certainly DCYF's job. There seems to be a gap in the three things I'm hoping to do with my organization, which is, first of all, being able to provide education for families and for professionals that need to make reports and that interact with the system about what you can do if things aren't going right and who you can reach out to. The second is doing activism around what is going on in the system and the flaws that are there, because I think people have DCYF fatigue, honestly, right now, in terms of we all know that there's problems, but it's been in the paper almost so much that, you know, you read it and it's like, okay, well, DCYF is having a problem again. What's new? When there's obviously, I think, even deeper things that we haven't really brought to the forefront about the issues that exist. And the third piece, which I think is just as important, is not just saying that these are problems that exist, but to say these are solutions that we're proposing about how this can actually get fixed. And wouldn't it be nice to actually have a child protection system in New Hampshire that can be a model for child protection across the country, where families feel like they have good experiences and are left better than they were found by DCYF?
Do you have friction, though, being a state employee, being involved in one department in the state and advocating for changes in another department? I mean, there's friction there, is there not?
I would say that I've been fortunate in anyone that I've directly interacted with at this point, where we either just don't talk about it or I have been able to kind of keep work. And I would also add that, you know, I've been contacted by many people since all this started rolling, and no one has approached me to say, like, I think you're off base about your perceptions of what's happening with DCYF.
Anna Kerrigan, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.